Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You see, there was a huge dinner party being thrown. Many of the most upright citizens of the country, the city, were there. They were prominent guests that the Pharisee had invited. And this young prophet Jesus was at the center of attention. The expectations of all those gathered around the dinner table were high. And in walks this woman. Now, women didn't have weren't treated very highly in that time at all. And this woman was a sinner, one who many didn't want to be around. And this woman comes in, she interrupts the meal. She interrupts the presence of those gathered, and she interrupts all that is going on. And she bends down in front of Jesus, this center of attention prophet. And she cries and washes his dusty feet with her tears and wipes those dusty feet with her hair and pours perfume on the feet. She shows hospitality. This sinner woman shows hospitality. What? The people at the tables, you can just hear them. Outrageous. What is this? This can't happen. This is a public display. A woman doesn't touch a man's feet. And then Jesus turns to the host of the dinner and says, I'm going to tell you this story. You know, there was this man, and he was a foreigner, and he really didn't have the money to pay all the people that he needed to pay. It was a lot of money. And then there's this other man who also didn't have the money to pay, but it wasn't quite as much. That debt on both of them is canceled. Who do you think was forgiven more? Well, obviously, the answer is the one who was forgiven most of the money. You see, the analogy should be obvious to this host of the meal. But he has to do some thinking and some backstepping and think about this woman, this sinner, bathed my guest's feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair and poured oil on them. Yes, I guess she has been forgiven much. But can you just hear the sounds that are going on? No, this can't happen. I need to be forgiven, not her. Look what she did. And Jesus says, as the conversation is going along at the table, because you know you can hear those undertone conversations. You can hear that undertone conversation going on, and Jesus turns to the woman and says, you are forgiven. Wow. That's amazing. You see, forgiveness is everything. It restores relationships. It cancels that relationship debt. It opens up the future. It gives yourself back. Oh, we can say those words, I'm sorry. And sometimes we do, and we don't think about what our heart needs to say. Our heart really needs to say, I'm really sorry. I screwed up. I did something wrong. And when that happens, our relationships are restored. You see, Jesus addresses this woman in front of everyone. She's barged in on this dinner party, and Jesus spends time talking to her. In front of everyone, your sins are forgiven. Your faith has made you well. So who are we in the story? Are we the host of the party, the Pharisee? Are we those guests at the table in undertones talking about how horrible it is that this woman is being forgiven and this woman is washing the feet of our host, of our wonderful guest of honor with her feet? Are we ones that are just kind of sitting in the back and listening? Or are we the woman? You see, faith. This woman had faith. She believed that she was worthy. She believed that she could sit at the table. She believed that she could touch Jesus' feet and wash them and be touched and belong and be called a disciple. You see, we all are invited to believe that. It was her decision and her determination that opened the hearts of many. Your faith has served you well. Your faith has saved you. Open your hearts up for forgiveness. Open your hearts up to God. Amen.